the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
Like you'll go person, woman, man, camera, TV. So it's person, woman, man, camera, TV. Okay, that's very good.
F-R-O-T.
Well, come out, everybody, and get ready to be. Indulge yourself, to go to the creek. You better the monkey, you better the dog. All right, now you hip, you're gonna be doing the crawl.
Welcome back, Retrospect fans. Phil Gray here with episode 428 of your weekly installment of 60s Garage Rock, Garage Punk, Proto Punk, Freak Beat, Psychedelia. All fits here at Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. So I hope you caught last week's episode. It was our first ever Beatles vs. the Stones episode. That's available via iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Spreaker, Castbox. All good podcasting places carry back episodes. If you missed that one, catch up on it straight after this episode. So this is episode 428. We are looking predominantly at obscure 60s material in this episode. And there's a bunch of really obscure acetates, some very odd tracks too, in this episode. So I hope you enjoy it. But we got it underway with a track off Downey Records, 7-inch 45 from 1965. The band is called Sir Frog and the Toads. Now, I believe they were, in fact, a guy called Barry Abernathy. That's off a comp called It Came from the Garage Nuggets from Southern California. So Sir Frog and the Toads with a track called The Frog.
Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
Well, here is one that is an acetate recording. It is by a band called The Windows, Windows with a Y. Now, we've had this song before as done by Ajax and the Cleansers. More about them later in the show. Ajax and the Cleansers did this track Stronger Than Dirt, but this version by The Windows, a play on the advertising slogan for Ajax, this is Stronger Than Dirt.
You see him riding down the street, don't you know that the man's just got to be wrong? Hear you rolling in the mud, having lots of fun, but you
won't be dead long. Hey, why not take it from long as there are dirty clothes. He rides around just like a fiend. Oh, what
makes him think that he's so clean? Hey, why not take it for what it's worth? I can believe you really are stronger than death.
Now the other day a man I knew rode along in his car was blue. He stopped a while for a light.
Guess who turned it white?
Worth, but I just can't believe he's stronger than death. Oh, there's just gotta be some glitch. I
think he better fight or switch. Hey, why not take it for what it's worth? I can't believe you really are stronger than death.
Hey, man, who's that cat coming up on my lawn with the big white horse and a tin suit and a big pole in his hand?
Where Georgia, Mississippi, Tennessee, Oklahoma, Missouri, and Alaska. You don't get much worse. I didn't like it.
Retrospect.
Phil Gray's retrospect.
Topping that set, Stronger Than Dirt. Then The Chancellors, another acetate recording, a 10-inch 45 record, cut at Regent Sound Studios in New York. The Chancellors with I Know a Girl, then The Joe R. Group. Story's quite complicated. It's off an album called Fresh Cuts with Eugene Visconti. Now, Eugene Visconti was a friend of Tommy Falcone. We've talked about him before. Here's a guy that had Cleopatra Records, had a lot of very odd characters living around him, including Eugene Visconti, described as the oddest by far. Singing barber, songwriter, music producer, record host, label owner, author, movie producer, and also a presence on local access TV. He created inventions and had copyrights for things such as extension lips and tickle fingers. So this guy, Eugene Visconti, started writing songs in 1957, organized a seven-piece outfit called the Encores to perform them, and at some point he performed as Joe R. Group. I've reached somewhat of a dead end trying to find out more about the Joe R. Group, but it was a track called Evil Soul. Now it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play you Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Well, there's a picture and information about this next band up on our Instagram and Facebook. They're called L's Untouchables. They are out of Cedar Rapids, formed in 1964 when L. Huntzinger decided to disband his band L and the Untouchables to concentrate on his flourishing booking business. The Untouchables already had a pretty good following, so he simply renamed the band as L's Untouchables. Did a lot of cover versions, very much influenced by the Stones and the Animals and the Yardbirds. Apparently had very scruffy hair, wild clothes, got them a deserved reputation as bad boys. But they supported the Dave Clark Five, the Kingsmen, the Animals, Herman's Hermits, Jay and the Americans, and Paul Revere and the Raiders. Once an executive from Liberty Records heard their material, he flew them out to Hollywood to audition in a showcase being held at the Hullabaloo, including Buffalo Springfield, The Doors, and The Yellow Pages. So L's Untouchables. Pretty fantastic 45. This is the A-side called Come On Baby.
Got to be so terribly loud.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Now this girl you all know, she leave you, you go on. Who looks alright with me? She just fits me to a T. She loves to dance all night.
Yes, I know.
Way up until midnight.
Yes, I know.
But the stars are shining bright.
Yes, I know.
She dances with delight.
Yes, I know.
One time.
Yes,
comes walking by. Catches everybody's eye. But if you try to take her home, she just say, leave me alone. Once again now.
Of teenagers rocking, rolling, twisting, smoking, drinking, cursing, carousing.
Three tracks out of the States before we get into Global Garage. We had Els Untouchables with Come On Baby, then The Prophets from Northwest Indiana, 1967, folky garage sort of thing, produced by Ray Graffia Jr. out of the New Colony 6. The band's called The Prophets. The track, Yes I Know, and then wrapping that set, favourite of mine, The Driving Stupid. We've told that story a number of times. Very cool track. My mother was a big fat pig.
These publishers know well that once so exposed, the insatiable curiosity of youth will cause him to delve deeper and deeper into this grotesque material until his utter depravity is complete.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Global Garage now getting underway with Les Dauphins, Columbia Records, 7-inch 45 EP from France. Released 1966, Les Dauphins. This is Prières pour moi.
Priez, priez, mes amis, priez pour moi. Priez, priez, mes amis, priez pour moi. Je suis mort en dansant cette danse-là. Je suis mort en dansant cette danse-là. Victime de la vengeance d'une fille sans cœur qui a tiré sur moi. Au moins 14 fois. Priez, priez, mes amis, priez pour moi. Priez, priez, mes amis, priez pour moi. Je suis mort en dansant cette danse-là. Je suis mort en dansant cette danse-là. Mon âme est en souffrance. Dansera, jamais ne t'arrêtera. Priez, priez, mes amis, priez pour moi. Priez, priez, mes amis, priez pour moi.
Controversial world of LSD, you will embark on the most jolting journey of your life. On your trip, you will face a lovely sort of death as you experience the ecstasies.
Feel the warmth, the texture of excitement as it grows.
The agonies.
Know the aching pain of an old love's final dying. The frustration of a new love's insatiable demanding.
And the orgies with the psychedelic revolutionaries who turn on and go out of their skulls.
The wildest of pleasures possess you. Fingers of fear mercilessly rake you.
When you see the trip, you will actually touch the scream as it crawls up the wall. Don't miss Roger Corman's The Trip, starring Peter Fonda, more shocking than Blues and the Wild Angels, and Susan Strasberg. Also starring Bruce Dern, Dennis Hopper, and Solly Soxe. The Trip from American International in psychedelic color will blow your mind.
Storia. questa chitarra, copre tutte le voci. Ormai non serve a niente parlare.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Podcast.
Many times I thought of it, the kind of thing to find, I find you need. Oh yeah. I'm looking in the universe. I'm looking in the universe, baby. To get a thing I do believe I'm gonna to succeed someday. I think I'm looking for. I'm looking in the universe. I'm looking in the universe, baby. To get a thing I do believe I'm gonna to succeed someday. I think I'm looking for.
Garage out of France, Italy and Greece. Representing France, Les Dauphins got the set underway with Priet's Pour Moi. Then I, Chewing Gum, Italian band, track from 1968, Senti Questa Chitarra. Then from Greece, The Rabbits, who appear to have had just one 45 single in 1966. We had the B-side from that called I'm Looking in the Universe, Greece's The Rabbits. Now it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat and psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play you Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Well, here's one out of Peru, band formed 1965, friends who had just finished high school. They're from the Magdalena del Mar area in Peru. Contemporaries of Los Zodiac, Los Sunset, and the magnificent Los Shanes. They are called Los Flyers. This track is called Maria.
Qué forma tan extraña de mirar.
mirar que tienes tú. Por eso cuando miras
me pongo yo a gritar, María.
Hechiceros ya me están por convencer, por eso cuando mira
me pongo yo a temblar, María. Ay, María.
Ay, María, no me mires, María, no provoques. Me vas a enamorar, me vas a enamorar. Yo siempre fui tan libre que con nadie me enredé, por eso yo no quiero. Que tienes tú, por eso cuando miras
me pongo yo a temblar, María. Ay, María.
Ay, María, no me mires, María, no provoques. Me vas a enamorar, me vas a enamorar. Tus ojos hechiceros ya me están por convencer, por eso cuando miras
me pongo yo a temblar, María.
Retrospect.
history and culture so important.
The Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Podcast. Peru's Lost Flyers, top of that set with Maria, then Johnny Guitar. And I read from a 1965 press release, but translated. Johnny Guitar is the first band who gets wonderful new ideas in string music. They range Thai classical and Thai popular. Johnny Guitar got a big succeed in string music. So started in 1963, fronted by 6-foot-tall organist Noipitana Tibiosot, who had been in a band called Bangkok Blue Band. So Johnny Guitar, best known as a shadow band. If you haven't heard that term, it's like a Thai version of group sounds in Japan. Shadow music, broad term given to guitar pop of the 60s, under the influence of Western rock and roll, particularly bands such as The Shadows, also known as Wong Shadow, sometimes marketed as Thai modernized music, which it is, in a sense. So shadow music from Johnny Guitar, Mon Du Dao out of Thailand. Then finally, Glee Epicuri, band from Vibo Valentia, active in Rome in the 1960s, 7-inch 45 on ALA Records, track called Per Vivere Una Vita, from Glee Epicuri 96.
I'd like to know what's your attitude toward dancing. Dancing is just as wrong as it's always been.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
Let's have a couple of tracks out of Bolivia. Picture of these guys up on our Facebook page. They're called Los Flintstones, from a compilation called Revolucion Psycho Pacifica on Bolivia 1969 to 1975. This band, Los Flintstones, the track is O Pebbles.
So I need someone to take my hand. Come with me, I'm going to teach you how to laugh.
Ah, 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 ah.
that you like me so much. Come with me, I'm going to teach you how to love.
It's the beat!
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Dame todo el amor que guarda tu corazón desesperado de amar. Ajá, ven a mí, amor, que yo quiero tus besos para mí.
And that is Bolivian band Los Splendid, released on Psycho Fasico Records, 7-inch, 33 and a third RPM EP in multicolor vinyl. 1969 release from Los Splendid, track called Dame tu Amor. That takes us to the end of this episode, 428 of Retrospect. I mentioned Ajax and the Cleansers at the top of the show. That's what we're going out with this week. We've had their version of Stronger Than Dirt a few episodes ago. This is the B-side of that very same 45 released on Clean Records in 1965. So Ajax and the Cleansers with Soap Suds, wrapping episode 428. I'm Phil Gray. Thanks for joining me for Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Connect with Retrospect. Retrospect Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
It was not a great job.